Jason.
Hey, thanks so much for taking time to join us.
Oh, thank you for including me on your show.
It says all right.
That you are a film critic.
I am. I do our movie reviews
here
on Fridays. Yeah, and then kind of expanded it out to cover other entertainment to make it a full-time gig throughout the week. So that's why we're covering concerts,
okay.
too.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so obviously for our listeners who don't know, we're talking about Berlin, the band, getting back together for 40th anniversary tour. They'll be coming through the Anthem at in Washington, D.C. on September 17th. So get your tickets now. I want to know, Terry Nunn, here we're talking with the lead singer of Berlin. I want to know how, just tell me how you guys decided to do this tour. Like getting the band back together has got to be kind of a ordeal.
It's a shock. I know. I didn't see this coming myself. Literally 2 years ago, John Crawford, my original partner in Berlin for 13 years, he called me 2 years ago and he said, I'm getting a divorce. Can you help me? Because it was a long one for him. And they had three kids together, you know, the whole nine. And so I have been through a divorce and I helped him through that. And then literally at the same time, David Diamond, our other, you know, the Berlin original three, his partner of 8 years left him. They had gotten a house together and everything. He thought it was going to be forever. And so that was awful. And so we literally helped each other through this horrific time for both of them and got creative. And it started to develop and people liked it and record labels got interested. And then we made the record and wow, I don't know how this life is miraculous. Honestly, this is amazing to me.
Yeah, well, it's awesome seeing you back together. So, yeah, you mentioned that, you know, the album's coming out, I think, in August 2nd, which is in a couple days, right? Tomorrow.
It's called
It's called Transcendence. Tell us about it, because I obviously haven't heard it yet. It's not even out yet. But how does it differ maybe from your stuff that you guys cut years ago, or do you, you know, a different point of life now? Do you guys pull in from new inspiration? You know, what's it sound like?
Yeah, it's electronic, but it sounds like electronic like we sound now, Berlin
right.
2019. We didn't want to sound like Berlin 1983. We already did that. So it's what's different about it is it's not just about being on a dance floor or getting laid in the back seat of a car. There's a lot more to talk about now. And I like songs that have a message, that have something to say. For example, Transcendence is about a conversation I had with my mother about a week before she passed. I asked her what it was like for her, what the process is like, and she said it's amazing. It so inspired me that I wrote the song about what she said. So that's what Transcendence is about. Show Me Tonight is about learning to accept the changes my body's going through in this world that tells us that we're not enough, we're not thin enough, we're not young enough. You know, that's what Show Me Tonight's about. I think that's the first single that our label put out. So, yeah, I mean, there's stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. And I know if our listeners come out and check out the show, not only will they get to hear you guys and songs from the new album, but you're also touring with the B-52s, who need no introduction. What's it been like being on the road with those guys? Because you guys have been at it since what, like early July? So, yeah.
We've done a few shows with them. I have only respect. There are very few bands who are not only great but unique. Pink Floyd is one of them. B-52s is another one where they sound like no one else, never did. So they can't age because they never could be placed anywhere in the beginning.
Right.
And I love that. They're great people. This is an honor for me. We're doing 32 cities in America. Well, we're actually headlining some of them and doing the tour with them at the same time. But 32 cities here in America. And then we go to Europe for a month.
That's exciting stuff. Kate, we got to go back. I know we've talked a lot about the new album and the tour, but let's talk about some of, you know, when the band first got together and all that stuff. Actually, before even that, is it true that you auditioned for Princess Leia back in the day?
Yes. That is true, and you can watch the audition on YouTube.
Tell me, what was that like?
Seriously, I'm sitting there with Harrison Ford, and we're saying these lines that we don't understand because the movie wasn't made yet.
Right.
So we're trying to make some dramatic, effect, talking about R2-D2 and Darth Vader. We didn't know what that was.
That's crazy to think of a time when no one knew what that was. That's really crazy.
Right, I know.
All right, so you're kind of dabbling, not sure whether you're going to go into, acting or music, kind of juggling both there for a little while. How does the band actually come together? Or actually, they were already formed, right? You joined on in 78. But how did you answer an ad, or did you meet them somewhere? How did that actually come together?
Yeah, I answered an ad, exactly. I answered an ad. They had a singer who was great. She wanted to do a solo thing, though, and she did. She actually got a Grammy nomination for her first solo album. Her name was Toni Child. But the reason that I put the ad in, finally, is, do you remember that show Dallas?
Yeah, of course.
The series? Okay. Well,
yeah.
For some reason, the casting director knew me and brought me in, and the producers didn't audition me. They just said, we want you to do the part of Lucy. Here's a 7-year contract. And I said, oh, my God, I want to try this music thing, but if I do this, this is my life. If it's a success, it's a 7-year contract, I have to do it. So I went home to my mom. I said, Mom, I really want to try this music thing. And she said, well, Terry, you're going to regret it if you don't, so you should try it. Well, my manager said, are you out of your mind? You are never going to get another opportunity like this. He dropped me. My agent dropped me. They're like, why are we even working with you? So I was alone. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to try this music thing now. I have nothing else to do. And I put the ad in and met John.
It's funny how that works out sometimes.
Started, yeah, got lucky.
Well, there's numerous songs I want to ask you about. We'll see how much. In interest of time, let's start with your big one. Take My Breath Away. When so many of us love Top Gun, and hey, that's coming back. They're doing a sequel to that next year too. So hey, Berlin's back, Top Gun's back. It's all everything old's new again. But take me into the recording of that song. Did you cut it straight for? I know it won Best Original Song at the Oscars and the Globes. You recorded it straight for the Top Gun album, or was it on one of your albums that came out around the same time?
We recorded it straight for the Top Gun soundtrack because Giorgio Moroder, our producer, got that job while he was working with us. So he wrote the song for that soundtrack, and I tried out for it. I was one of maybe five. I was like fifth or sixth option for them. I was definitely not. I wasn't. We hadn't even had a hit yet. So I got lucky getting to try out for it. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to get this. So I sang it the way I wanted to sing it. I was bold enough to play with Giorgio's melodies in a way that they had not heard before. And they liked it. So I got the job, which was out of nowhere, too.
Did you ever get to, any feedback, meeting Tom Cruise or Kelly McGillis and all this? did you ever meet them at the Oscar or anything like that and have them, praise your song and say, thanks for making our movie?
I just met Kelly McGillis about 2 years ago in Italy. I was doing a TV show in Rome, and she was on it. And she cried. When we met, I don't know. I'm not really sure because her connection is obviously with the song, but she thanked me for doing that song and being part of that experience with her. It really was emotional for her. It was quite a pleasure to meet her finally 2 years ago. I mean, how many decades is that after the fact?
That's wild. Yeah, I mean, it was such a great soundtrack overall. I mean, Kenny Loggins did Danger Zone, but it was yours that won the Oscar. What was it like being there on Oscar night? And they call, they say, and the winner is.
I wasn't there.
You weren't there?
No.
That's not fair.
No.
I guess to the songwriters.
No, it was my fault. I was an ass. I was just a total idiot. they called me and said, well, we want to do a medley this year, so you'll sing a verse and chorus of your song, and then we'll move to the next one, the next nomination, and then we'll just do it that way. And I said, well, no, I want to do the whole song or I'm not doing it. And they said, okay, well, thank you, click.
Man. Oh, they should have done the whole song.
Oh, my God. No, that was my bad. I mean, that, come on. It should be the invitation and I'm trying to call the shot. I was an idiot.
Nah, well,
at least move on.
At least the song won. All right, well, you've been more than generous with your time, Terry Nunn. Again, everybody, Berlin coming to the Anthem in September. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thanks, Jason.